Blog Talk Radio.
Tony Fab Productions.
Tell us to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell us to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Wasn't born on that Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better,
when
do it right.
That
don't be worried about some Tuesdays. Don't be worried about some Tuesdays. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes
so
me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes
so
me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
Alright. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Friday, March the 6th of 2015, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah, and his son, Yahushua. Today, my sister, again, we're doing this noonday show. We want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify some of the stuff that deals with the business end of things, what I call Claronomics. We talk about this a lot of times on a lot of shows. Again, we cover a lot of different information. Today, we're talking about a section or a part of a bigger home study course, which is the 30 steps in 30 days. So I do still have that course, and that course is available. It's a self-paced, at-home audio course that comes with books or workbooks. Again, the cost of that program is $300, normally sells for $1,000, but I make it available now for $300. It takes you and it gives you everything that you need to know to establish your own on-base or off-base or online or offline business, a purpose-based business. And the key to any business is monetization. So today, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about this little word, this one word, monetize. So when we talk about monetization and when we talk about monetize, again, my perspective is a little different from most because I come from the perspective of under, over, and understanding that it is the monetization of being you. In other words, you and your gift are not separated. So your gift isn't something. Most people, we go to work and we are firemen, and we come home, we take off our fireman's hat, we put on our husband hat, we put on our father hat, we put on our son, daughter hat. So we got different hats that we wear. We got different departmentalizations of ourselves. Well, for me, that doesn't happen because my business is who I am. So I monetized my personality. Let me say that again. Most people go to a job. I am a job. Now, monetization, my brothers and sisters, again, from my perspective, is a little different. It is what is called theocentric. Theo, God. Centric means centered. So theocentric busyness, which is theocentric business. So business is busyness. Totally different perspective. And again, from that perspective, we are under an understanding that the definition of the word monetize means to convert your personality into an established, or to convert your purpose, because your purpose gives you your personality. And your personality gives you your principles. Your principles give you your process. Your process gives you your procedure. Your procedure gives you your product. Your product gives you your profit. Your profit gives you your prosperity. Your prosperity gives you your peace or your placement. And so all of this is the foundation of understanding. So when we say one word like personality, that word encompasses the seven P's. And so it is the monetization, personality, or the purpose that leads to that generates a profit. That's what we're discussing today. So the big question is, how do you do that? How do you monetize your personality? Now, I get paid for being me. I don't have to go and act like somebody. This isn't an act. Anybody that knows me, I talk 24/7, 365. I talk about wealth, health, and wisdom. That's it. So if you meet me at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to talk about the same thing that I talk about at 8 o'clock in the morning, at 12 noon, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. There isn't no hacks. I don't have different dispositions. I find out which one of those three subjects that you want to talk about. Now, if I meet you and you don't want to talk about wealth, health, or wisdom, then you're going to find me I'm not going to be too engaging. You're going to be like, hey, man, what's wrong with that dude? But if you want to talk about one of those three areas, wealth, health, or wisdom, say, I really don't do drama, I really don't do trauma, I really don't get into he said, she said stuff, you know, I don't do the whole, you know, gangster thing, I'm not a thug, all this other stuff that other people do, yeah, been there, done that. But when you want to talk about monetizing your personality, when you want to talk about monetizing, again, your purpose, because your personality is your purpose, but the problem is everybody tells us that it's not. Everybody tells us to go get money instead of just being money. So the word monetize means to convert an asset. That asset is you. That's it. So how do I convert you into a legal tender? That's what we're talking about today. Today, my brothers and sisters, we are talking about converting you into a legal tender. So everywhere you go, you're like a walking money machine. You're your own ATM. So every time you have an idea, money spits out, or people pay you for that idea. So turning yourself into legal tender, that's monetization. Monetization is the ability to convert you into to establish you as something that is just as equal or better than money or any legal tender. So this word monetization, again, is a very important word because it confers, it basically establishes the method by which you generate profit. Now, there are literally many different ways to convert an asset into money. That's what we're talking about. You're an asset. Your gift is an asset. Your personality is an asset. Your principles, your process, your procedures, your product, these are all assets. Now, assets put money in your pocket. Liability takes money out of your pocket. Most people listen to this show. Your personality costs you money. You go somewhere, you say something that you should have said, you get penalized, it costs you money. You go somewhere, you go to the restaurant, it costs you money. You get caught speeding, it costs you money. You go to the store, it costs you money. Most people, you cost you money. Now, what we need to do is we need to convert you into money. Now, the monetization process is the ability, again, to change your mindset. That's where it all starts. The monetization process starts with content. That's the hardest thing for people to get. Your content is your money. Your content is your thoughts. So your thoughts right now are not monetized. You don't see no value in them. If you did, you wouldn't give them away for free. You wouldn't be walking around saying, man, let me give you a piece of my mind. No, I'm not going to give you a piece of my mind because my mind is valuable. So I don't go off on people. That's why I got out of the debating game. I don't debate anymore. I educate. When you see value in your thought process, you have just monetized your content. See, your mind establishes what you speak. What you speak is what you basically do, what you produce, what you write, what you see. So you must monetize your content. Now, many people are set up to earn money in a way that they can't see. Let me say it again. Many people are set up in a way to earn money that they can't see. For example, you are set up. You're young, just had a baby. You just been set up. You're young, just accomplished, for whatever reasons, some great skills and handle of basketball. You've been set up. You're young, and for whatever reasons, your legs turn over faster than anybody else's, so you're a sprinter. You've just been set up. You're young, and for whatever reasons, over the summer, you grew 5 inches. You've just been set up. So we all have been set up by our personality or our person, but we can't see it because we don't know how to monetize it. So if you're young, you're 14, 15, 16-year-old, some reason or another, something that society says bad, and it could be bad. For whatever reason, you got pregnant. So now you're pregnant, you're young, and you got a baby. Now, there's a lot of other people who, you can look at the statistics, that are young, and they got babies too. Who's going to take care of those babies while those people go back to school and while they go to college? What if you volunteer? Now, you already got a baby. You're at home anyway taking care of your baby. Why don't you add two more? Now, I don't know about you guys, but here in South Texas, the average cost for daycare for a week for newborns, for infants, is like $200 a week. A week. So you got two kids, that's $400 a week. Let's say you get three. That's $600 a week. Multiply that by four. That's $2,400 a month. That's not bad pickings for somebody who's in a bad situation. The society says that okay, you made a mistake, so you now are, you know, we're gonna relegate you to the back of the classroom because now you're young and you got a baby. You need to monetize that. Monetization means that you see your situation as an asset, not a liability. I don't care what your situation is. You're in jail, monetize it. You got a ticket, monetize it. Your husband left you, monetize it. Your wife left you, monetize it. You find out you're in a cult, monetize it. That's what I did. You find out what you believe is a sham, monetize it. Take what the enemy meant for evil and use it for good. Every situation is an opportunity in disguise. When you monetize something, it's the ability to see worth and value in everything. Let me ask you a question, brothers and sisters. Can you see God in a murder? Somebody commits a heinous crime. They, you know, for whatever reason, I was watching this the other day, one of those shows, Dateline, and it was talking about this guy. He was a freeway killer. Now, he was a truck driver. He would go into truck stops. Now, he's driving his 18-wheeler, parking his 18-wheeler instead of sleeping. He would go put on his mask and go find out a neighborhood that was right off the freeway, just random, break into the house and go in and kill somebody. And he'd get back in his truck, take off driving. And he's in a whole other part of the country. Dude, that's a great setup. Now, that is crazy. Like, who does that? So, what do you got to do with it? Okay, that can kill you, destroy your family, or you can monetize it. Now, to some people that sounds like, oh, come on, man. You just trying to say, you know, you want to monetize, you want to make money off of everything. In the society that we live in, the environment that the Cosmogrator has created, I didn't create this value, this society, or this system. But I'm surely not going to allow this system to dictate the quality of my life. And I'm not going to allow this system to dictate when and where and what I can do, when and where and who I want to do it with. I take my marching orders from God, not from the system. So the system says that if you don't make X amount of money, you can't do X amount of things. That's what the system says. So that means you either join the system or create your own. Now, in this system that we live in, it's important that you understand that this system is monetized. So what you do is that in order for you to take advantage of this system, you have to monetize yourself. You can't go out and try to get monetization. You got to be monetization. That's totally different from what everything. I haven't heard this taught anywhere. Everybody tells you that you have to develop a product, service, information. I'm telling you that you are the product, service, information. You don't create a product. You don't join a multi-level marketing plan or scheme or whatever what you want to call it. Now, is that great? Of course you can. Can you make money? Of course you can. Can you monetize it? No, you can't. Now, remember, the word monetize, my definition, means that you convert and your asset, which is you, your personality, you convert your personality into the product, into the service, into the information. You are the brand. You don't go out and get a brand. You are it. You monetize you. That's your gift. That is what is called cleronomics. It is the economy. It is the monetization of the soul. You monetize your mind. You monetize your will. You monetize your emotion. You monetize your imagination. You monetize your intellect. That, my brothers and sisters, then you are a walking, talking ATM machine. While you're sleeping, you are making money. You see, brothers and sisters, monetization is different from what the world teaches. When you understand cleronomics, the world teaches the monetization of stuff. I teach the monetization of gift. The scripture says that your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. So therefore, you find your gift, and the gift is you. The Bible says that everything that you need for life and godliness, you already have. The kingdom of God is within. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. So I've turned myself into 21 different products. Now, I teach this inside of my 30 steps in 30 days. You take yourself and you express yourself 21 different ways. Now, I do this full time. I do this for a living, and I tell everybody, you know, again, I have the Eagles Club, and the goal, the purpose is that everybody in this club duplicates what I've done. Now, that's the mission. So if I advise you and you don't implement what my advice is, then when you don't get the result, don't blame me. Because unfortunately, that's what happens. People will join an organization and you tell them what to do in that organization because you are assuming that because they joined the organization, they know the mission. Now, the mission of the Eagles Club is eagerly advancing godly living. So why would you join my organization if you don't want to live godly? But I have people that do that. Eagerly advancing godly living and economics. Why would you join my organization and you do not want to change your economic position? But unfortunately, I have people who tell me that. So I don't understand, because I can't do nothing for you if you are listening to this show and you're not interested in wealth, health, and wisdom. Now, I've added a fourth element, which is relationships, because of my experience in that area. But if you're not interested, you're interested in zoology, and you will become a zookeeper, now, I can't really do nothing for you. I would recommend that you join, that you get now. Brothers and sisters, please hear me. This is important. You should have somebody that emanates where you want to go. In other words, if I'm going to be a millionaire, I'm not gonna hire a guy on Skid Row that's homeless to be my life coach. Because he can't take me where I want to go because he hasn't been there. Never, ever go or hire someone who wants to take you somewhere they haven't been. So, again, I thankfully have a broad range of products that I've monetized, all of which, in my opinion, failed. Why? Because they didn't resonate with me. So I got into it. I started making money into it, and then something was missing. People ask me all the time, well, brother, you know, you had a successful, you know, photography studio. You had, you know, when you was doing MLMs and you were selling, you know, liquid vitamins, when you were selling, you know, water filters, when you were selling smoke detectors, when you were selling home security systems, All of these were successful, and they're all right. Well, why come I'm not still doing them today? Especially real estate. Real estate was great. But why did I stop doing real estate? Because real estate did not fulfill my purpose. Now, my motivated abilities payment or payoff, I do everything in life for this. If you don't know your motivated abilities payment, it's your map. This, you do everything in life because you need this payment. Mine is information. For whatever reasons, that's the way God wired me. So I get my value and my worth when somebody tell me, Brother Will, that was a good show you did. And they pay me for that show. That makes me feel valuable. So if I'm around somebody, for example, I hang out with all my friends are atheists. I'm not an atheist. The information I have to give is not valuable to them. So I have no worth and no value. So as a man, I don't feel loved, valued, and respected. So I got to go somewhere else. Women, you're in a relationship. You get your value from caring or nurturing. You with a man who don't want you to care or nurture him. You don't feel loved, valued. It's just a matter of time before you leave or start cheating. People go where they feel loved, valued, and respected. So if you have a product, service, or information that make people feel loved, valued, or respected, they will pay you. Period. That's what monetization is. Monetization is not going out and trying to learn a skill, a talent, or a trait. Monetization is becoming authentic with yourself. Now, I talked about on yesterday's show, when I talked about clarity, and I talked about being authentic or innocent. And I talked about being conscious. And I talked about unity. So I talked about these seven keys that establishes your total independence from this system. It makes you an independent light, a house of light, or a lighthouse. So if you didn't listen to yesterday's show at the same time on this same channel here on this theocentric millionaire. That's why this show, this Blog Talk channel, unlike my other one that's called Master Teacher 33, or my other one that's called Theocentric Nutrition, this one is Theocentric Business. Everything that I discuss the majority of the time on this show has to do with theocentric business. Theo, God, centric, center. Business, busyness. Business is you. So your personality is your purpose. Monetize your personality. Don't change it, brother. Don't change it. Everybody listening to this show, you are in a very dangerous position because right now you don't see value in you. Matter of fact, you look in the mirror and you hate yourself. How do I know? I've been there. You don't have no self-worth. You have no value, self-value, no self-esteem. Now, you tell yourself you do, but the reason I know that you don't is because you haven't monetized it. You're not on Blog Talk telling everybody about your flaws. Why? You're ashamed of them. We all are. It's human nature. What's unhuman is to monetize it. So I monetize being a functional illiterate with 50 books. So I monetize being sexually molested and abused and been raised in a cult with 200 shows or 2,000 shows. So I've monetized. I took what the enemy meant for evil, and I monetized it for good. Can you do that? Can you get on this show or this venue or any venue and air out your dirty laundry? I don't think you can. Why? You are ashamed. And the devil knows that. So he knows you cannot overcome him because you may have the blood of the Lamb, but you don't have the word of your testimony. Since he knows you don't have your testimony, he knows you're not authentic. He knows you are fake, and everybody else do too. So you go online and you want to sell something, but I sense something's off. I don't know what it is, but I'm not going to buy your product. Why? Because you ain't authentic. You don't believe in your product yourself. Are you willing to die for your product? I got 50 books I'm willing to take a bullet for right now. Everything in those books is 100% true because it's freaking my life. It ain't something I read. This is my life story. When you monetize you and stop looking for a gimmick and stop looking for some game or stop looking for some get-rich-quick scheme, when you decide to be authentic, when you decide to love yourself, Do you honestly think I'm concerned if somebody buy my book or not? Why do I write books, brothers? Why do I write books, sisters? Do I write books to sell them? No. I write books because it's my purpose. I am a book. I'm writing my own legacy. So my children, when I'm dead and gone, they want to know about me. They can pick up one of my 50 books and say, here's my father. He's still here. He left his legacy. They can go on my YouTube channels when I'm dead and gone and watch my videos and see, there's my dad. See, my mom, I can't do that. I don't even have a picture of my mother. I don't even remember what she looks like. She died when I was a young kid. No pictures, no legacy, no memories. All I got is some fading memories, and they fading fast because I'm getting old too. Don't let that happen to you, brothers. Don't let that happen to you, sister. Put your history down on paper. Put it down. Take pictures of yourself. You got children, take pictures every day, all day. When I was raising my family, man, my kids used to say, Dad, could you put the camera down, please? I just went to lunch this morning, to the breakfast this morning with my daughter who flew in from Minnesota. Well, the first thing I did, took a picture. Why? When I'm dead and gone, she will have that picture. One picture is worth 1,000 words. I love photography. That's why I was a photographer. Brothers and sisters, monetize you by loving you. You got red hair and freckles. Monetize it. Because I don't know nobody else that does. Whatever you are, whoever you are, however short you are, however tall you are, whatever is the thing that you hate the most about yourself, monetize it. Don't hide it. Promote it. Be it. Embrace it. And guess what? You outgrow it. So you got a bad habit, right, that you don't want nobody to know. Tell everybody. Guess what would happen? You're going to change so fast, it will blow your cookies. Don't believe me? Try it. Put air your dirty laundry out. See how quick that pays for it, because people are going to ask you questions about it. And when people start asking you questions about it, you're going to get tired of explaining it. And when you get tired of explaining it, you're going to outgrow it. And when you outgrow it, then they see the transformation. They say, oh, yeah, you the guy that used to do this. See, I'm the guy that used to be in a cult. So when they see the name Master Teacher 33, they say, hey, man, isn't that a Luciferian? Yep, I used to be in that. So how'd you get out? Oh, I got a book that explains it. 1995, please. Sure. I got a friend who used to be a Mason. I got a friend who used to be in the Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn. I got a friend who used to be in Wicca. I know somebody that's in the Kabbalah. I know somebody that's a perennialist. I know somebody that's into Sufism. And you used to do that? So you understand it? Absolutely. I wrote it in my book. I got a show. Tune in. And send me your money. Here's my PayPal account. So everything that I did bad, I get paid for it. Craziest thing I've ever heard, but it works. Like clockwork. So stop running from you. Embrace you. The more flaws you got, that's the more money that you make. Let me say that again. A lot of bad people, you know, the richest people are, they're all in prison. Them knuckleheads got a story that I'm willing to pay for. When I was in prison, it blew my mind. So why did you kill 30 people? I'm just, you know, I was captivated. I wanted to know, what would possess a man to want to kill 30 people? Where did you get the desire? How did you pick them? Who did you, you know, to most people, they're like, oh, I don't want to know that. No, but I want to know. And so the whole time I worked inside the prison system, what do you think I did? Picked people's brains. Now, unfortunately, they wasn't smart enough to ask me, hey, if you want to know all of this, I'm going to need $14.95. Somebody didn't tell them what I'm telling you. So you meet somebody and they say, hey, how did you, so you used to be married to so-and-so, right? How did you get out of that relationship? He used to beat you. Yeah, he did. So how did you get out? You say, oh, you know what, I got this, I have this. Everything you, every answer to every question is inside this book. Go to my website, www.masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says products and services. Pick up a copy of my book. It explains everything. So whatever negative happened in your life, monetize it. You will be the more negative. Most of the people listen to my shows, they've been through a lot of stuff. You are a walking, talking millionaire. And you mean to tell me you're struggling to pay your light bill? It's because you haven't embraced your millionaires. Now, remember the definition of my word. You won't find this definition anywhere else. Now, you go to Harvard and Yale. If you go to somewhere else, they're not going to tell you this. Monetization is the conversion of you, your personality, your flaws, monetizing it and establishing it as a legal tender. Monetization means that I take my content and I convert it into context. The content becomes my context. And then I convert my content into context. That is the conversion of a liability into an asset. You want to blow your cookies? I triple dare you to try it. I triple dare you to convert a liability into an asset. Now remember, liabilities take money out of your pocket. Assets put money in your pocket. So you got something that you're hiding. That is taking money out of your pocket. Put it on the shelf. Then people are going to see it, and they're going to ask you, hey, man, why you do that? Now, they're going to come at you kind of hard. So you're a lesbian. Why you're a lesbian? Explain it to them. Inside of a book, inside of a product, inside of a service, inside of information, I will explain to you why and how I'm a lesbian for $14.95. So you used to be a drug dealer. Now, you're ashamed of the fact that you used to sling rocks. If you're smart, you're going to have your how to stop slinging rocks in 7 steps. And you're going to put out your video, and you're going to be charging $14.95 per video. And they will sell like hotcakes. Why? There's a bunch of little kids out there who want to stop slinging rocks, but they don't know how. You know how to braid hair? You know what I mean? I don't know how to braid hair. Hopefully there's somebody listening to the show that know how to grow hair. If you know how to grow hair, call me. I'll buy your product. I'm trying to figure out a way to grow mine back. Somebody out there, there's a niche market for your solution, which used to be a problem. Now, I used to have a problem. What was my problem? Ignorance. My problem was what I was taught in the traditional religion didn't produce me no fruit in my life. It didn't change my behavior. It made me worse. I had a problem. Went to church. I did evil. Didn't do good. So I solved that problem. So now I teach everybody else who used to go to church and still doing evil how to stop doing evil. And I charge them $495. I charge them $300. I didn't have purpose. I went to 45 jobs. I stopped counting after 45. Now, you guys know, true story. So I was like, okay, I need to find something to do, because the reason that I was lying, stealing, and cheating on my wife and doing all of this stuff was because I didn't have nothing to do. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. So now I'm so busy, I don't have time to do anything bad. So I stopped being bad by replacing it with purpose. So purpose overrides passion. So you got a passion for other women. Find you purpose. Women, you got a man, and he got wanderlust, like I used to have. Give that man purpose. Watch how fast he will love you, because he's the only woman he's going to see, because he's going to be totally immersed in his purpose. Whatever problem that you have, the only thing that's going to replace your passion is your purpose. Purpose overrides passion. So if you got a passion for something that is quote unquote not good for you, you got a passion for Krispy Kreme donuts. I love Krispy Kreme donuts. But guess what? Krispy Kreme donuts is well on the other side of town. It takes time and it takes money to drive over there. How many Krispy Kreme? Last time I ate a Krispy Kreme donut was, probably a year ago. I may go get me one today. I may just actually drive over there and just get one. But the reason I don't eat Krispy Kreme donuts every day, I don't have time. I don't have space. I don't have mass or matter. Purpose takes you outside of living. Living is sinning. Let me say it again. Living is sinning. When you are living, you are sinning. The only way you can live is inside of space, inside of time, inside of mass or matter. Purpose takes you outside of space, outside of time, outside of mass or matter. So guess what? You can't sin. When you are in purpose, you don't live on time. You live on purpose. People ask you what you're doing. I'm doing my purpose. Where you going? I'm doing my purpose. I'm going to do my purpose. Who are you? I'm my purpose. When are you? Purpose. It answers who, what, when, where, how, why. Any question anybody got, you point them to your purpose. Anybody ask me, hey, what are you doing? Teaching. Who are you? Teacher. Where are you going? Teach. When are you going to do it? Teach. What's your name? Master Teacher. Everything is about teaching. That's all I do. 24/7, 365. I'm teaching while I'm sleeping. Why? Because I am a teacher. I don't go and be a teacher. I'm not trying to do a teacher. I don't have to go and drum up teaching. I don't have to take no class. I don't need to go to no seminary. I don't have to go to the cemetery. I don't have to go to Harvard. I was born a teacher. And so you find your gift and you be it. And when people ask you, how do you do it? That would be $14.95, please, in exchange, not for the information, for my research and for my time, for my mass, and for my matter. So every time I come into this world, I get paid. If I'm going to live into this world, if I'm going to live in this world, somebody got to pay me. Otherwise, I'm going to go back out of this world. I'm going to go back in my purpose. So I only come into the world to receive money. Then I leave. Where do I go? Purpose. When I'm in my purpose, time doesn't exist. Look how long I've been talking. This is supposed to be a 30-minute show. I've been talking for what? 40, 50 minutes already. Time, poof, gone. I am not aware of my environment, not even my hygiene. Sometimes I wake up and I forget, oh, man, I didn't brush my teeth this morning. My wife has to remind me, honey, you know it's been like 3 days you haven't even showered. I jump up and I jump on the computer and I'm writing and I'm doing shows. I have to remember, oh, man, I didn't brush my teeth. I forgot. Because I'm not in time. I'm not in space. I'm not in matter. Have you watched the movie The Aviator, Howard Hughes? All great men, Beethoven, Bach, all of them knuckleheads that were very, very, what some people call genius, very, very great, they all had the same problem. They had the problems with maintaining time, maintaining the environment, maintaining their mass and matter, because they always live outside of it, because they're living in purpose. Now all you got to do is monetize it. Brothers and sisters, take what the enemy meant for evil. Monetize it. How do you do it? Accept it. How do you accept it? Remember these three C's, really four. This is really important. I'm closing with this. Content is king. So you must take content. That's your thoughts. You say, well, brother, you don't understand. I got bad thoughts. All I do is think about lustful thoughts, sleeping with women every day, okay? Write a book, make a video, how to sleep with 1,000 women in, 1 week. Whatever you did, write it down. And people are going to get negative response. That's great. Negative publicity is just as good as good publicity. Just monetize it. When you get tired of that negative publicity, that's what you're going to do. You're going to write another book that says how to stop sleeping with 1,000 women in one week. Because you're going to get tired of the negative publicity, you're going to figure out a way to come out of it. Monetize both sides of the fence. Now, again, no one will ever tell you that, but that's what I did. So I don't care what the enemy. You give me lemonade, I'm a monetize. I got a lemonade stand. You take my lemons and you give me oranges. Oh, I got orange juices today. We said, well, brother, last week you were selling lemonade. That's right. That's what I had. This week I'm selling oranges. You want to buy one? If not, move along, please. Next. So I don't care what the devil spits out. If it's raining, sell water. If the sun out, sell sand. Bloom where you planted, brother. Bloom where you planted, sister. Stop trying to leave and cleave. Grow roots where you at. So you're in a negative environment, monetize it. You're in a positive environment, monetize it. I don't give a rip. Monetize it. Because the world that we live in, that's what it evolves around. And until you master it, you will always be somebody's boy. Because they know you're not creative enough. Take me to the desert, I'm going to sell sand. You take me to the North Pole, I'm selling ice. You take me to the rainforest in Brazil, I'm selling mosquitoes. Whatever's there, I'm going to monetize it. There is no shame in my game because God put me there. He placed me in that environment for a reason and for a season. And while I'm there, I'm going to bloom. God is about growth. Don't believe me? Read the story of the three talents. He took the talent. To him that has more shall be given. You better recognize what you have and monetize it. Otherwise, you're going to lose it. To him that have not, the little that he does have will be taken from him. God takes from people who squander gifts. So, brother, I don't have no gifts. That's the problem. The problem is you telling God, the King of Kings, that he made a mistake by making you a vessel. The scripture says, does the potter have the right to say, I'm sorry, does the clay have a right to say to the potter, make me thus? I don't think so. So you are a flawed vessel. You are a vessel of dishonor. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says there are some vessels of honor, vessels of dishonor. The Bible says, but it rains on the just and the unjust. So if you're just, great, make money. If you're unjust, great, make money. Why? This world requires a tender. You better have one. Because when you go pay your light bill, if you don't have a medium of exchange, if you don't have a legal tender, you're in trouble. Monetize, brothers. Monetize, sisters. Take your content, turn your content into context. Take your context and convert it. Turn it into a conversion. That conversion is the medium of exchange. So tomorrow we'll break down those three C's, how to convert content into context and how to convert that context into what you and I call a legal tender of exchange, a.k.a. my brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Negative with thoughts, then you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you can take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you can take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even gotta curse it all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blended in, no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies invite them all. Cause this is skipping, it's and misery is about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a stall. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind but we don't fight at all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside us all. I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us through these enemies. He told me what I need is right up in me. So ain't no way that none of these people can appear.